Hello and welcome this week to Talking Flutes Revisited with me, Jean-Paul Wright. As we've already recorded well over 300 podcasts during these past 7 years, many of the ones that Claire and I have really enjoyed recording seem now to be too far down the archive list for many new Talking Flutes podcast listeners to venture back to. So the aim of these revisited pods are to draw the attention of our back catalogue with an excerpt or two containing flute playing information, thoughts, views, and of course, laughter. So this week it's my turn, and I'm looking back to a Talking Flutes extra pod from March 2019, recorded in my hotel room in Los Angeles with the brilliant multi-award winning musicians, flute player Jose Valentino and guitarist Gualo. I've known these seriously lovely guys for many, many years. And the F word, you know, that F word, the naughty F word, in their language, it means fun. And it always remains at the forefront of their daily life. As this podcast is so far back in our archive, I include the whole pod here, which includes talk, laughter, and loads of playing. So for the next 40 minutes, just sit back and enjoy. Time.
Good English accent. I'm joined this week by the wonderful Jose Valentino.
Sir Jose Valentino.
It's Sir Jose Valentino.
Yeah. The Queen called me last night. I'm officially a sir.
And to his left, a sensible voice, is Gualo on the guitar. Hi, Gualo.
Lord Gualo.
Lord Gualo. Hey, guys, how you doing?
I'm doing well, doing well.
You're doing well.
Yeah.
This podcast is all about what you guys know best.
The F word.
Fun!
Do you know, I didn't know where you were going to take that. Yeah.
It's all about the F word. Fun.
Yeah, it's great. Do you know that you've already got the title of the podcast? It's all about the F word.
Yeah, that's
that.
It.
That's it.
It's all about the F word.
There's the hook.
That's it. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Because what you guys do is...
The F word is not flute.
Yeah, and it ain't flute.
It ain't flute.
What you guys do is you bring fun. You always have fun. And what I've known you for quite a few years now, and there's never a solemn moment.
Yeah.
It is always fun.
Always.
Sure. And you said in the Uber last night when we were coming back to the hotel, you said, surround yourselves with, it wasn't Costa Rican people, it was...
Dominican people.
Yes.
Dominicans, man. I love Dominicans. Man. Shout out to all my Dominican friends and family. I love you guys, man.
Oye, pero bueno.
Yeah, Dominicans.
Yeah, man. They love to party, man. You know, we did a gig some years ago for Major League Baseball players who played for the Los Angeles Angels. And, you know, they, I guess, I don't know if they had a home in Miami or what the deal was. But we were called to, play and provide entertainment for a house party. Little did we know that it was going to be so wild. And they didn't even care if we played. They just wanted us to be the hype, to be the fun. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's what we do.
We didn't play and we still got paid. So
we still got paid. That's
yeah. Great.
We didn't play. Yeah.
They're perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
So everybody out there that listens to these Talking Flute podcasts are all studying or playing or enjoying music.
Yeah.
The fun bit sometimes gets taken out of it. When you're learning, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, people are focused on fundamentals, but it, and hence it ends up being the mental, you know, rather than fun. So I think we need to put the fun back in fundamental. You know what I mean? So sorry, I'm in a pun mood. So
so what are you going to start with today? Obviously, we're going to have a bit of music. We both got you here. You've got your guitar out and you've got your flute out. So what
yeah,
should we do?
I mean, you know, yeah, we also have our voices out too because we like to beatbox and come up with weird noises while we're playing and, you know, provide comedic relief. So I think what we're going to do is an original composition called Love Has to Do With It.
Oh, where did that come from? That time?
You know, I listened to Tina Turner's What's Love Got to Do With It? And I think it was a season where I actually was kind of studying what is love. You know what I mean?
What
are the definitions of love? The different definitions, depending on what you're looking at. You know, if you're looking at, faith. Based, religion terms of what love is, right? Like in Christianity, love is really sacrifice. It's putting others before yourself, you know? And so I kind of, you know, started toying with the wording for just for myself. And I said, you know what? Love has to do with it. And even though I understand that she wrote that song, you know, and she was going through a very tumultuous relationship at the time, you know, I just thought I want to actually respond because that song was released in the industry as a question. So I thought, why not answer it? And that was in 2009 when I wrote this song called Love Has to Do with It.
Shaka ooh, shaka ooh, shaka ooh, shaka ooh, shaka ooh.
So you can't see because I'm talking to you. I was trying desperately to put Gualo off when he was playing his guitar. So consummate professionals, but that doesn't stop you having fun.
Oh no.
Yeah. That's a point. If we're not having fun, normally it's like, all right, we're done.
Yeah.
It normally happens. We're like, okay, I think we went too long and it got a little boring and let's stop.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Which doesn't really happen, but it's. That's how you know when you stop having fun. It's like that's it. Yeah.
So how do you know then when to stop and to put the percussive sounds in the beatboxing, the string bass, and the trombone? And how do you know when to sort of do that, or does it just happen organically?
I think one of the things, honestly, I mean, at least for me, and it could be different, and maybe that's why it works. But to me, it has a lot to do with listening to who's listening. And what I mean by listening is start with the body language. You know, so I know this could sound funny. I know if I have six teenagers listening, the beatboxing is going to happen.
Yeah.
Because I know, and I know the body language too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know that he's probably going to start beatboxing on the flute if he's going to, you know, do that. But if it's the other way around, you know, maybe there's, that's kind of like an example of what.
Well, you have to know your audience, you know.
Sure.
I mean, hey, depending on who's around, we might even switch up the groove. We might make it more swing. We might make it more, kind of a shuffle, 6/8 kind of feel. I mean, you just have to know your audience, right? We might play more delicate. We might play more aggressive, through our instruments. So it all depends. I'm in a really relaxed state, so I'm not really trying to, play notes in with a really rich sound. We're also in a sort of a smaller room, and I think, you know, playing as if you were going to play for an intimate audience.
Sure,
Did you realize how good you've made me feel? You just said when you play in front of a group of 16-year-olds or teenagers.
And you were ID'd last night. That's great.
Yeah,
you're on a roll, man.
I was ID'd last night.
Yeah.
What they don't know is actually I asked to be ID'd.
Can you please ID me?
Please, I'm begging you. I'll give you a greater tip. Yeah.
Oh, man. But you made a very important point, is that if you want to have fun, there's got to be credible fun.
Yeah.
Fun, that comes from listening.
Yeah, I mean, we say we play music, you know, but I don't know that we take that word playing to heart. You know what I mean? For me, playing, I think of kids in a sandbox, you know, or just getting dirty a little bit, you know what I mean? Trying new things, being adventurous, using your imagination. So, when I say I play music, I really aim to play with music.
You're playing with.
You know what I mean? Yeah, right. You're playing with music. You know, and you know what? At the end of the day, it doesn't matter how many mistakes you make or how perfect your performance was. You know, I mean, music is a service, and that's what people are hiring musicians for, is to provide them with some sense of relief and enjoyment. You know what I mean? Inspiration, fun, in a world that is. You know, you really got to ask yourself. I think Marvin Gaye said it best: "What's going on?" Mm. And so, it almost seems like academia can take it a little bit too seriously. And this is coming from a professor. You know,
A doctor.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I mean? And so I feel like part of my professorship is to encourage students to have fun in making music and making it with other people, being relational, being, free in their own skin.
And I noticed from you, too, when you say you're both free, there's no leader. Mm-hmm. You know, you both have your own space. You come together, and then just naturally mm-hmm. one will take the lead, and then naturally the other one will take the lead.
That's part of the chemistry as well, and understanding, you know, what he does, and understanding what I do, and understanding the song we're playing, the jam we're playing, what we're in, who does what. We don't talk about that.
No.
We really don't. It just happens because there is a chemistry. It just happens. It's like, you're a chemist, you put two chemicals together, you leave it there and it just happens. You know, you're not always picking at it. It might explode if it does, if you do.
Yeah. Well, you can have the most incredible musicians getting together and it can sound like a complete disaster. Sure. Because the Eagle question is, the thing, unless there's a clear understanding that everybody has to have a mentality that they're serving one another. You know what I mean? And so, I can play with another guitarist, but if that guitar player is not listening to how I can contribute, or if I'm not listening to that guitarist, I can easily overstep their creative juice, mm-hmm.
So a large part of our audience are people that return into study or have taken up playing instruments at later date.
Awesome.
When they get, I'm finding some of the emails we're getting through to Talking Flutes, they get quite stressed at playing. And the thought of being free and improvising mm-hmm. scares them. If we take it back to the word fun, then surely that begins to unlock improvisation
absolutely.
And creative freedom. What advice would you give them to try and unlock the glory that is improvisation and fun in music? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Man, before you play, go to the bathroom, go to the mirror, look at yourself, and then just say, hey, yo, don't take yourself too seriously.
Ooh. Should I try that?
You should.
And then do a really weird big smile and just say, you know what? Let's have some fun. Ooh. And then go back out and just do it. I mean, it's almost like music for so many people, the training was so legalistic. And in music, formal music training, oftentimes, the rhetoric is that you need to learn all of these different things, these different steps, before you're even allowed to express yourself, before you're allowed to even say anything. Yeah. But interesting enough, when we're kids, we're already jamming with professionals. Our parents are professionals in jamming in whatever language, and they let us just try things, say things.
That's definitely.
And I have a almost a year old baby now, and he's beginning to say a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, and he'll try to communicate. He'll go yeah 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 yeah, and we don't say stop doing that. Learn to pronunciate, to the baby, We have fun with him and we actually respond as if he's actually having a conversation because he is.
And he'll come around.
Despite, maybe not having the technique to pronunciate, he can still express himself. And that's something that we have to understand, that it's not about, developing the most perfect performance and technique. Technique is the foundation, I should say. It teaches us how to say what we want to say, but we first need to understand what is it that we want to say today.
That's definitely true.
Yeah.
And
I think that makes it so enjoyable for me to pick up my flute every day, because I don't know what I'm going to sound like. And Jean-Paul, very well, all the different hats that I take on when playing the flute, in the future, people are going to hear a really completely different side of me that has always existed, But you just got to be open, can't be pigeonholed by any means to one different one style only. I mean, who said that? It's just about building relationships, living life. Some of the best playing comes from not even touching my horn, but just actually talking and hanging out with people, and then, you know, it enriches your quality of life. That's your definitely. Your endorphins are up, and then you play your instrument, and if you're not worried so much about what you sound like, but just try, you know, then that's going to, I think, increase the enjoyment for learning music, for playing music, yeah.
So you've got it there. Don't worry about what you sound like.
Yeah.
Don't worry about making mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
You touched on a previous podcast that what is a mistake?
Mm-hmm.
A mistake is just something that comes in. But if you're having fun and you're improvising, is there a mistake?
Oh, man.
That's funny.
You know, mistakes are unintended ideas. You know what I mean? Yeah. So if I have an idea and I played something unintendedly, it may be a cracked note, it may be a melodic shape that I played that I didn't necessarily want to do, mm-hmm. you know, then hey, it's a mistake. But you know, mistakes are the mother of success.
Mm. I thought this was about fun, Joey.
Yeah, I know. But hey, philosophy is fun too.
Can I practice that? Hey, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
How does it go?
Bruh.
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 Yeah, you have to say bra.
You had to shorten it, but shorten it. Bruh.
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 There you go. You said it perfectly. You're in. You're one of us.
Can I add a little bit to the improvising part?
Yeah, please.
Well, Joey knows a lot. Like, I'm not necessarily a lead guitar player, whereas, you know, playing leads and stuff is like, it's really my thing. It's not. I like it, and I know I have a lot to work on because I do want to. But one thing that I did is, when I picked up the guitars that we've always talked about being drummers at heart, you know, and it's mm-hmm. just, my thing is the I always carry the beat, you know, in me, and you can see when I play, my thing is really what's happening on the right hand. It's you look at my left hand, it's just hanging there, and the right hand is really doing, you know, all the work. When I do this type of stuff, it's really my, if you look at my left hand, there's not much going on.
Yeah, there is.
It's really all the right hand, but it's groovy, and that's my thing. And one thing that happened with him and I was that, to him, that groove on a guitar was kind of like a playing field. Whereas I'm not doing the lead stuff that the flute does, because mm-hmm. the flute's not necessarily playing chords. So it's just the same thing when you have a piano and a flute, you know, playing a classical piece. Just take out the piano, it's a guitar now. Just make a groove and that's it.
Yeah,
it's really simple. It looks different and complicated because it's not common.
Well, he's doing the bass, so, the harmonies, and the rhythm.
So at the end of whatever I'm playing is giving him a playing field of like, ooh, let me get on that one. Ooh, let me get on that. Ooh, let me run on this. Oh, that's a sandbox. Ooh, no, look, there's a swing. So at the end of the day, that, which is something that I developed within maybe the first year or two of playing guitar, which is just that groove, because I had played drums and piano before. Although I didn't think, or I didn't know that was my freedom of my way to express that freedom and improvise. It was just, I'm just grooving. Like if I'm doing this, I'm improvising. I might not be going, blah, 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 but I'm really improvising. So
what would you naturally put over the top? Just sort of. So he's doing.
Yeah.
That.
Well, honestly, I you know, I would say, in many ways, when I play with Gualo, we take on different hats. We switch sometimes, right? And or sometimes we just all the time, really. But I guess with the flute, because see, the flute is just primarily a melodic instrument.
Yeah.
It's been used, you know, for melody in Western art music. But you know, the flute in the Caribbean and in other parts of the world, in Africa, in Asia, can be used for melody, but it can also be used for rhythm. You see what I'm saying? And so there's we're going to let you in our secret to how we get us the dynamic organic vibe that is just so unique with us, right? So just play that groove right there. Here's one option that I can do, okay? I'm going to think about the drums that he's thinking about. So it's like, I hear the drum beat that you're hearing, I'm going to do it as well. Okay? And the drum beat is essentially, right? And then just put on the flute. And that snare is me breathing in. So I'm breathing the rhythm, Jean-Paul. You know what I mean? Right? So that's one thing, right? And then if I want to really accentuate, then I'll breathe out on the kick. So I'll go. And then I change the notes, right, with my fingers. Another option is let me play something contrasting to what he's doing. So if he's going to be staccato and rhythmic, maybe I'll play something that is really wet and melodious and, you know. And it still sounds good. But that also gives me time to think about where am I going to go next? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Here's another thing. I just actually think about, you know, what would a vocalist do? What if I were to sing lyrics or sing, you know, sing about a story but didn't have the ability to sing lyrics? Look, I just sang a couple notes out of tune and cracked a note. That's okay, right? But now, at least I now have exposed the idea and I can refine it later. You know, something like that. Right there, that sabapa. That's the brass section. Cause now I'm thinking about like a big band. But that comes from my experience in playing in big bands. You see what I'm saying? And so you're putting all these life experiences into the music.
Identity.
Yeah, it's your identity.
It's your identity.
And I think what people are, we've talked about this in another podcast, people are too busy trying to pursue a role. You know, what position do you have in society or within the music industry? You know, are you this first chair flutist? Are you doing these kind of gigs? Right? But you can't pursue your role if you don't know what your purpose is. And your purpose is not a selfish endeavor. It's a endeavor to help and provide service, you know, for your audience, whatever that specific audience is going to be at the moment. But you can't pursue your purpose if you don't know your identity. Who you are, what are your values, mm-hmm. what do you like, what do you not like, you know, what are your weaknesses? Do a SWOT analysis on yourself. strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats.
Yeah,
so,
that's right? True. And then that...
And then attack them, you know, go and attack those threats and make them into strengths.
What's happened to me was that now after we started playing again and we started traveling and all this stuff, even like in the early stuff, I would sit back a lot and just do my thing, groove, you know, before we would do our duo stuff. And that was just my playing field at the moment. I've grown from there, but it was a start. I knew that was my identity. And I knew if I just work on that even more, I can develop more things that are, might not be doing the, you know, slash stuff, you know, as much as I'd love to. But I do something that is a little bit uncommon. And when you mix it with a flute, it's even more uncommon. And that's worked. And I grow. All the time. I'm getting better at doing even that same groove, even that, you know, whatever it is. And all that is improvising.
Absolutely.
And trying and really just throwing yourself. I mean, and I make a gazillion mistakes every day, you know, when I play. But it's that is part of number one, freedom. You know, being free and having fun.
It's a mindset.
Yeah. It's like having
fun. It's a decision. It's a choice. You know, and one of the ways that we can do that also, here's another suggestion is whatever you're playing, start moving.
Mm. Yeah.
Move while you play. Be the music, you know? Move to the contour of the melody. You know, I mean, at the National Flute Association, on two different occasions, we did Dance Your Flute Off, right? 1.0 and 2.0. And the whole point of that showcase was to get people to just start releasing those endorphins and just start moving and playing while you move, you know? It really does make you feel better.
Well,
and more comfortable in yourself.
You both really want to give people permission to take a key out of their pocket and unlock their creativity because not be confined within.
Yeah. Listen, I am a firm believer that everybody is creative. It's just that some people, you know, were put in circumstances that impinge their creative development. But it's never too late. I'll say it again. It is never too late to be creative. And, you know, being able to try things, being able to laugh at yourself when, you know, you did something silly, that is also part of the fun. You know, don't take it too seriously. It's
definitely part of the fun.
Yeah.
I'm glad we came back to the F word.
Yeah. We have to.
Fun you.
Guys, once again, thank you for taking time out to come in and have a chat with me.
Thank you.
The honor is mine.
Yeah.
It's always fun. And what are you going to play out with?
We're going to play a song called It's My Promise. It's an original composition.
By you again, or by Gwala, or both of you?
By him and...
It's all of us. It's, man. Yeah. It's,
you know? We keep shaping it, you know.
We always split the big fat royalty that comes in. Yeah. You know, it's amazing how you can split the zero. It actually evens out perfectly. I get zero, he gets zero. So
to close, I'd like to thank you, bros.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bros, bros,
Sir Bro and Lord Bro.
Sir Bro and Lord Bro for coming.
Thank you to the Queen.
God bless you.
And keep smiling, everybody.
Yes.
Thanks for coming, you guys.
This world today, oh, how there's so much I want to say, and things are changing every single day, but I gotta press on and carry on my way. Question what the future holds, not daring to witness the dreams unfold, and time passes from young to old. Who can tell me of friendships that are gold? You got to remember, love is what we desire. We sacrifice ourselves to lift the other higher. So believe in one's potential and let them know you care. See, life isn't fair, but is there someone there? Gaze up at the sky, put your hands up into the air. It's okay to cry, release your heart into the air. When you wonder why, release your voice into the air, 'cause the man upstairs says, I'll be there. It's my promise. I can see now what I'm called to do. Like night and day, it's so clear and so true. I sing songs in hopes to inspire you to feel rejuvenated and renewed. Your future is as bright as the sunlight. I know you're going to turn your wrongs to right. You'll bring clarity and vision and sight to the ones who cannot see through the darkness in the night. You've got to remember, love is what we desire. We sacrifice ourselves to lift the other higher. So believe in one's potential and let them know you care. See, life is not always fair, but is there someone there? You gaze up at the sky, put your hands up into the air. It's okay to cry, release your heart into the air. When you wonder why, release your voice into the air, 'cause the man upstairs says, I'll be there. It's my promise. Up at the sky, put your hands up into the air. It's okay to cry, release your heart into the air. When you wonder why, release your voice into the air. 'Cause the man upstairs says, I'll be there. 'Cause the man upstairs says, I'll be there. 'Cause the man upstairs says, I'll be there. There, it's my promise.
Yo!
Yeah!
Yeah, bro!
Yeah, bro!
Woo! Do we fist bump now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, guys. All right, before we disappear, where do our audience find you online?
Well, you can go to josevalentino.com. You can do that on YouTube. You can look me up on Facebook as well, Jose Valentino. Also, I have Jose Valentino Ruiz. Go to the page. You got Instagram as well, Jose Valentino Music. DM me, and I'm very approachable.
Oh, yeah. Same here. Absolutely. These guys are really approachable.
Same here. Guadalumusic.com. Mm-hmm. On my stuff, and on Facebook, Gualo, just Gualo. Well, Gualo _ music on Facebook and Instagram. Gualo _ music.
And you know, if you're interested in music production and that sort of thing, you know, you can also go to GualoMusicAndSound.com.
That's right, yeah,
as well. Because not only are we interested in doing stuff for us, but we love helping out and
behind the scenes,
doing the behind the scenes for other people's projects. So, hey, you know, come talk to us if you want us to make your next album.
Yeah, these guys are so reachable. Just because they're Emmy winners and Latin Grammy nominate. Say that again.
We're all working musicians.
Just say Grammy nominees.
Grammy nominees and Emmy
Award winners. It's kind of crazy, right? Because, I mean, you know, we love TV. We watch a lot of great TV shows. And, you know, to think that we actually have something that even some of our favorite actors, you know, have not reached for what it's kind of hilarious, you know what I mean? Sure. But we're nevertheless super grateful.
The Lord.
The Lord. Yes, it's the Lord. And, you know, we love Pedro Eustache as well.
Big shout out to Pedro
when you need him, man.
Big shout out to Pedro.
Amazing guy, man.
Big shout out.
Tremendous mentor. He's a flutist for Passion of the Christ, Pirates of the Caribbean, Moana, Kung Fu Panda, Hans Zimmer, Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
You know, former flutist and saxophonist for Yanni, and the one of the few guys that I have completely let him tell me what I need to work on, and I take it, and I apply it, and it's just amazing because he's really that incredible. So,
Great. It's wonderful to end on laughter, but I will say these guys are so approachable.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So please do, definitely. And once again, Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We'll have to do this again remotely.
Absolutely. Yes. We also do house concerts anywhere in the world. So bring us over.
Bring us to Italy.
So thank you again to Gualo and Jose for that podcast from way back in 2019. Actually, thinking about it, do we need more F-word in our daily lives, in our music lives, in our music study? And are we taking it slightly too seriously? Because ultimately, if we're not having fun, are we really enjoying ourselves? So until next time, may your week ahead be musically fulfilling, and may your fortissimo losi, where's that? Fortissimo losi, and may your fortissimo losi be beautifully resonant and in tune, and not like a car horn, because that's what mine is. Goodbye. Talking Flutes and Talking Flutes Extra are podcast productions by the Trevor James Flute Company. For more information, visit trevorjamesflutes.com.